ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி வாக் பிராணச்சக்ஷுஸ்ரோத்ரம் அதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம். சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத். அநிராகரணம் அஸ்து அநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து ததாத்மனி நிரதே. ய உபநிஷத்சு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்து தே மயி சந்து. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸோ இன் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் போர்ஷன்ஸ் தி டீச்சர் அண்ட் ஃபாதர் உத்தாலகா பாயிண்டட் அவுட் சத் பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி காஸ் அண்ட் இட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்ட்ரீம்லி சட்டில். ஸோ ஃப்ரம் திஸ் காஸ் அலோன் த ஹோல் கிரியேஷன் ஹேஸ் எமர்ஜ்ட். அண்ட் சின்ஸ் தி சட்டில் பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ், தட் பிரம்மன் மஸ்ட் பி இன்ஹரண்ட் இன் தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் கோல்ட் இஸ் இன் எவ்வரி ஆர்னமெண்ட் அண்ட் வுட் இஸ் இன் எவ்வரி ஃபர்னிச்சர், ஸோ ஆல்சோ தி காஸ் மஸ்ட் இன்ஹியர் ஆர் இன்டர்பெனட்ரேட் பெர்வேட் எவ்வரி இஃபெக்ட். சிமிலர்லி பிரம்மன் தி காஸ் மஸ்ட் பி வேர், வி ஷுட் நாட் பி சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் இன் ஹியர் அண்ட் தேர், இட் மஸ்ட் பி இன் எவ்வரி திங். தெர் இஸ் அ சேயிங், கீப்பிங் தி பட்டர் இன் ஹேண்ட் ஒன் சர்ச்சஸ் ஃபார் கீ, யூ நோ பீப்புள் சே ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் லைக் தேட். கீப்பிங் த ஃபர்னிச்சர் ஒன் ஷுட் நாட் பி லுக்கிங் ஃபார் வுட். சிமிலர்லி கீப்பிங் த யூனிவர்ஸ் ஐ ஷுட் நாட் சீக் பிரம்மன் எல்ஸ்வேர். Brahman as the cause must be pervading all over. Then the question is, if Brahman pervades the whole creation, how come I am not able to recognize that? And for that, Uddalaka points out, you do not perceive not because Brahman is not there, but you do not have the appropriate instrument to perceive. There are, for example, electromagnetic waves in the room, all over. That is why if you switch on the TV or radio, it is able to capture those waves in the form of music, pictures and all that. Even though it is present, I am not able to recognize because I do not have a laser eye to recognize or a tuner or a receiver. Similarly, if the all-pervading Karanam Brahman, which pervades the Karya Prapancha, is to be recognized, one requires an appropriate pramanam. Now I am starting to use technical terms. Pramanam is instrument and all, you should know. So Brahma abhavad na adarshanam, that is, we are not able to perceive Brahman not because Brahman is absent, paranto pramana abhavat eva adarshanam. Because the proper instrument is not there, we are not able to recognize it. So we should make use of the appropriate pramanam. I will use the word pramanam hereafter in place of instrument. And what is that appropriate pramanam? Every pramanam we have will not work. Pratyaksha pramana, anumana pramana, upamana pramana, arthapati, anupalabdhi, all those things are there. These are all different means of knowledge. They are all at our disposal. But none of them is adequate to recognize Brahman. And therefore, one has to go after another pramanam which is outside. And that is called the Guru Shastra Upadesha Pramana. We have mentioned all this earlier. I am just only refreshing. So what one Pramanam cannot perceive, some other Pramanam can. And to convey this idea, Uddalaka is giving an experiment here. Every class we get one laboratory experiment. So the tree experiment is over. We already saw that. And the banyan seed experiment is over. We saw that also. Now we are going to enter into another experiment. Let us first summarize the experiment and then we will go to the mantra. Uddalaka, he asks Swetaketu to bring a cup of water and asks him to dissolve a lump of salt in that water. Highest Advaita is going to be taught using this experiment, just with salt water. And the guru says, you keep that salt in water overnight and bring it next day. And the student brings. And the night salt, the salt has got completely dissolved into the water. Now the father asks the son, you please bring out that lump of salt. That is important. That lump of salt that you added to the water, not any other lump from the bottle in the kitchen. And Shvetaketu goes on feeling the water with his hands. Imagine all that. But he is not able to feel the salt with the help of the Twag Indriyam. Twag means the sense of touch. He is trying to feel the water. He is not. So Twag Indriyam is one of the pramanams. If he is able to touch it and feel, it is one of the pramanams. Then what about Chakshur Indriyam, Chakshur Pramanam? With the eyes, when you look at the salt water, you are not able to see the salt. You see only the water. So both Chakshur Indriyam, Twag Indriyam, both are useless. But we know there is salt. How? We have dissolved it. Therefore, if you want to recognize or perceive the salt, then what should you do? Do not be very adamant, but make use of an appropriate pramanam. And what should we do? Uddalaka says, bring that water, take a drop of it from the top and put it on your tongue. Anta dachama iti. Dachama means tip. Just sip it. As soon as he tastes it, his face changes because salt water. Uddalaka asks, what is it? So, lavanam iti, I experience salt with a different pramanam. And madhyata chama iti, take a drop from the middle. Katam iti, again he is asking lavanam iti. Again from the bottom, take it. Again he says lavanam. Lavanam is salt. So the teacher says, if you want to see or perceive a thing, you have to use an appropriate pramanam, which does not depend upon your will, but which depends upon what? The type of material that is there. Similarly, the whole universe is like water. And in and through the universe, the universal water, the salt or Brahman is dissolved and pervaded. Where is it? It is in the, for example, it is all in the mic, it is in the computer, it is in the light everywhere. It is there. Like Prahlada told his father, you know, God is there even in the pillar. So Brahman is there everywhere, all pervading. But the eyes cannot perceive, ears cannot perceive. Then what should one do? One should go for another pramanam. And what is that? That is called Guru Shastra Upadesha. The moment we take it, suddenly I see in every object there is one thing which is pervading, but which we have not identified or taken note of. And what is that? We say mic is, table is, computer is, chair is. The isness, which is your existence, which is not a part, product or property. That inherent existence we have taken for granted, we did not notice. Shastra declares that pure existence is the dissolved Brahman. And it is in you, it is there, not only in the form of existence, but in the form of consciousness also. So this is the experiment. So Shastra Pramanad Evam Brahma Jnanam. So that is what is shown here. We will read that mantra in the 13th section. Section 13, mantra 1. Lavanametadudake avadayatha ma prata rupasidatha iti saha tatha chakara tagumho vacha yad dosha lavana mudake vadha anga tadahareti taddhavam rishyam na vivedam. So in sections 13 and 14, the teacher Uddalaka reveals two profound ideas with simple examples. And what is the idea? Brahmanaha Aupanishadatvam. Brahman can be known only through the Upanishad Shastra. Aupanishadatvam means Upanishad Pramana Matra that can be known. So it is knowable only through the Upanishad Pramana. So it is an Apaurushaya Pramanam, Alaukika Pramanam. Brahman can never be known through Paurushaya Pramana, Alaukika Pramana. It cannot be known. This alone, technically they say, apurvata or anadigatattva. All those various names, we don't have to be too concerned about those words. These are Vedantic terms. So it cannot be known through regular instruments of knowledge. And to convey this idea, an example is given, as I said earlier, which, you know, is described here. With that background, we will now see the mantra. So here the teacher says, lavanam yetat udake avadhaya. ఏతత్ లవణం, టేక్ దిస్ లంప్ ఆఫ్ సాల్ట్ అండ్ ఉదకే అవధాయ. సో మీన్స్ వాట్ యూ షుడ్ డూ, డ్రాప్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టు ద గ్లాస్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్. అథ ఆఫ్టర్ డ్రాపింగ్ ద సాల్ట్ ఇన్ టు ద వాటర్, ప్రాతః టుమారో మార్నింగ్ మా ఉపసిదత మే యూ అప్రోచ్ మీ, కమ్ టు మీ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ టుమారో మార్నింగ్. ఎగైన్ ఉపసీదత మే యూ అప్రోచ్, యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్ ఇస్ ద వేదిక్ యూసేజ్, ద కరెక్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ ఉపసీదత. సో ఇన్ వీ డోంట్ గో త్రూ గ్రామర్. సో హియర్ బీయింగ్ అన్ ఒబీడియన్ స్టూడెంట్, యు నో స్టూడెంట్ కమ్ డిసైపుల్ ఆల్సో, యు నో దిస్ సన్ కమ్ డిసైపుల్. సో స హ తథ చకార, ఆఫ్టర్ ఇతి దర్ మస్ బి ఎ ఫుల్ స్టాప్ అండ్ దెన్ ఎ సెపరేట్ సెంటెన్స్. సో దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ డీటెయిల్స్. సో సహ మీన్స్ రెఫర్స్ టు శ్వేతకేతు. డిడ్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ యాస్ వాస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ బై ది టీచర్, తథ చకార. దెన్ తగం హో వాచ. సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు అగైన్ ఇమాజిన్ దట్ ద నైట్ ఈస్ ఓవర్, మార్నింగ్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ అండ్ శ్వేతకేతు హ్యాస్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ విత్ దట్ కప్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ విత్ కంటైన్స్ ద లంప్ ఆఫ్ సాల్ట్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ అండ్ ఫాదర్ అడ్రస్సెస్ ది శ్వేతకేతు. సో సో మీన్ తమ్ శ్వేతకేతు పితా వాచ. వాట్ డిడ్ హీ సే? ఫాదర్ సెట్ టు హిస్ సన్ శ్వేతకేతు, యద్ లవణం ఉదకే అవాధ, యూ హ్యావ్ డ్రాప్డ్ ద సాల్ట్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్ లాస్ట్ ఈవినింగ్ అండ్ ఓవర్ నైట్ రిమైనింగ్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్ ఇట్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ డిసాల్వ్డ్. అవాధ మీన్స్ డెపాసిట్, యూ ప్లేస్డ్, యూ డ్రాప్డ్. సో దెన్ దిస్ వాస్ సో ద సాల్ట్ విచ్ యూ హ్యావ్ డ్రాప్డ్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్, అంగా మీన్స్ అగైన్ హీ ఈస్ కాలింగ్ హిమ్ డియర్ సన్, తద్ ఆహార, బ్రింగ్ దాట్ సాల్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ వాటర్, నాట్ అనదర్ లంప్, దాట్ ఆహార మీన్స్ బ్రింగ్ దాట్ సాల్ట్ ఇది ఉవాచ. దస్ ద ఫాదర్ కమాండెడ్ ద సన్ అండ్ వాట్ డిడ్ ద సన్ డూ? తద్ధాం అవమృష్య, బై ద హ్యాండ్ హీ సర్చ్ ఫర్ ద లంప్ ఆఫ్ సాల్ట్ బై డిప్పింగ్ ద హ్యాండ్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? హీ ఫెల్ట్ ఫర్ ద సాల్ట్ అండ్ వాట్ డిడ్ హీ ఫైండ్? అవమృష్య, ఆఫ్టర్ ఫీలింగ్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్ నవివేద హీ కుడ్ నాట్ ఫైండ్ దట్ సాల్ట్. So you have to assume all that, you know, the lump of salt has been dissolved in water and where is that lump of salt? Not in any particular part of the water, but it has spread all over the water. And thadda avam, after feeling naviveda, he could not find the salt. Vid means to find, to get, to discover. So naviveda means he could not find. That means what? Salt is very much in the water, pervading all over the water, but it is not available for త్వగ్ ఇంద్రియ ప్రమాణం. త్వగ్ మీన్స్ ద టచ్, ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ టచ్, ద స్కిన్ సెన్స్, ద స్కిన్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్. సో విచ్ క్యాన్ నో వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ సెన్సేషన్స్, ఇట్ క్యాన్ నో హీట్, కోల్డ్, సాఫ్ట్నెస్, హార్డ్నెస్, ఆల్ దట్ ఇట్ క్యాన్. ఈవెన్ దో త్వగ్ ఇంద్రియం ఇస్ అ ప్రమాణం, ఇస్ అన్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్, ద డిసాల్వ్డ్ సాల్ట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్, త్వగ్ ఇంద్రియ అగోచరం, దట్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ ద సాల్ట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్. ఇఫ్ ద ఇంద్రియం ఇస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు ఫైండ్ ఇట్, ద ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఈస్ నాట్ విత్ ది salt, but the problem is what? The limitation of the sense organ called the twak. And you have to extend it now further. Not only the salt is not available for twak indriyam, it is not available for chakshur indriyam also. So now, no doubt, chakshur indriyam is a valid pramana, the eyesight, but it is valid only within its field of operation. The dissolved the salt is not within the range of sight. Therefore, twak indriya gocharam, చక్షురింద్రియ అగోచరం. సో ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ మచ్ పర్వేడింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సీన్ బై ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్. దెన్ వాట్ డిడ్ ద ఫాదర్ డూ? యథా విలీనమేవ అంగాసి అంతా దాచామితి కథమితి లవణమితి మధ్యా దాచామేతి కథమితి లవణమితి అంతా దాచామేతి కథమితి లవణమితి అభిప్రాస్య ఏతత్ కథ మా ఉపసీదత ఇతి తద్ద తథాచకార తచ్చశ్వత్ సంవర్తతే తగుంహోవాచ అత్ర వావకిల తత్ సోమ్యం న నిభాలయసే అత్రైవ కిలేతి. అగైన్ దిస్ సేమ్ థింగ్ విచ్ వీ ఆల్రెడీ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ హియర్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ యూస్డ్ నౌ టూ ప్రమాణమ్స్. So one is twagindriyam, another is chakshurindriyam. Still I could not find the salt, so I have two options now. One option is what? Look for another pramanam which can reveal the salt, or I can blindly negate the existence of the salt, asserting that there is no salt. Why? It is not available for twagindriyam nor chakshurindriyam. So seeing this, suppose I negate the salt, then whom I am called? I am called a nastika, the ignorant person, nastika, nasti divadinaha. because it is not available for two pramanams, instead of knowing the limitations of the pramanam, I am negating the very prameyam itself. That is what, you know, Krishna said in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Ashradhadana purusha dharmasyasya parantapam aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Those people who do not understand that there are pramanams other than the sense organs, they do not come to Shruti pramanam, the apaurusheya pramanam, the Shastra pramanam. And they negate what? Atma nasti, Brahman nasti. They negate just as, you know, the ignorant person negating salt. Because it is not available for pramana, pramana dvayam. There are both the pramanas, dvayam. But Chakshurindriya, Tvagindriya, both cannot detect it, so he negated it. But here Shvetaketu had Shraddha. Therefore, father told him, other than these two pramanams, there is a third pramanam. There is a third pramanam that is called third indriyam, which can experience, which can recognize the invisible, intangible salt. And what is that pramanam? Very powerful pramanam. And what is that? The tongue. So therefore, Uddalaka said, "Hey Anga, O dear son, O my son, asya antad achama iti, may you sip a drop of water from the top layer of the cup of water. How? Yatam vilinam eva, with salt in the dissolved condition. That is, without disturbing the cup of water, with the salt in the dissolved condition, may you sip a part of or portion of that water from the top layer. Antad achama iti, acham means acham dhatu to sip. So from that only achamanam came. So tvam achama, may you sip. So, achama iti means imagine the son sipping a little bit. And then father asks the question, katham iti, how does it taste? Then you have to imagine a dialogue actually. Katham iti, iti pita uvacha, father said. And son's answer is, lavanam iti, he said it is full of salt. So, sarvam kalu idam lavanam, the entire thing is all salty water. So, for a jnani, sarvam kalu idam brahma. So, for us, in the salt water, kalpam sarvam karu idam lavanam. You have to use the appropriate instrument. That is the lesson of this example. So, katham iti, lavanam iti. Lavanam is salt. Next question is the salt only on the top of the water? To find out, the father says, madhyat achama iti. May you take a drop from the middle and taste. Maybe he had some kind of a pipette or something which we put all the way up to the, I don't know what, some instrument, some way. And then he asks, how is it? And the son again says, lavanam. The guru says, antad achama iti. Again, go to the bottom of the cup. May you sip again. It is also saltish. Up to this is the example. Now, based on this, we have to extend it to the Vedantic truth that Uddalaka is going to teach hereafter. That lesson that we have to learn from this example is what? That is what is going to be given next. Abhiprasya etat katha ma upasidata iti tadda tata chakara tacha swatsam vartate tagumho vacha atravava kilam tat somyam na libalayase atraiva kileti. So the father says, Abhiprasya etat, may you throw away that water. So atha thereafter, ma upasidataha iti, may you come back to me. And what did Shvetaketu do? He must be wondering, what is this big experiment? I drank some salt water. What is the great idea? But anyway, he wanted to learn. So he wanted to obey the father, the teacher. Therefore, tadda tata chakara. So Shvetaketu did exactly as commanded. And then the Upanishad adds a statement, tatim chashvat samvartate. The salt was there in the water all the time. All the time means what? Relatively. Therefore, tad lavanam tatra jalem tat shvat samvartate. And its knowability depends upon what? The employment of the appropriate means of knowledge, the pramana. Therefore, tagumho vacha, keeping this in mind, father told the son, he somyam atra vava kila tat. Tat vartate, tat means tat pure Brahman. In the form of existence, it is pure Brahman is there throughout the creation. Therefore, Atra, in this very creation, that is in front of you, which you see in your own body, everywhere. He Saumyam, Tat Vartate. That is, Vartate is understood. Therefore. So, the existence is there, but what is the problem? Na Nibhalayate. You are not able to appreciate it. Why? Not because it is not there, but because you are using all other instruments, all other pramanams, which cannot operate in the field of existence. Existence is not, we have told many times. Therefore, any amount of study you make, you will only know more and more of what? Anatma or matter. And suppose scientists invent more powerful instruments, more powerful, you know, bubble telescope, all kinds of big microscope telescopes, all of them. Again, that will register what? Still, subtler, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha only. All of them belong to what? Anatma, the matter. That is why the scientists never ask the question, what is existence? You will find they study everything else. The most common words we use in our life are what? Existence. But nobody does research on the word existence at all. Existence is what? Is it a substance? Is it a property? Is it a relationship? What exactly is existence? They do not research at all on that. They do not even ask the question, let alone research. It is impossible because all their instruments can function only at the matter level. At least with regard to consciousness, they ask the question, what is consciousness? Up to that, they have developed. But not enough to know the answer. Up to asking the question, they have developed. Enough is developed to ask that question. Whereas with respect to existence, even that question, they do not ask. Why? Because all our instruments, reasoning, they cannot deal with that topic. Even though the pure existence is where? Just as the salt is dissolved in water, existence is dissolved in the world. Dissolved with within quotation, we have to take it. It is in and through everything. Then what to do? Do not negate Brahman. Do not negate Atma. Understand the limitations of all the Laukika Pramanas. All the instruments of knowledge at our disposal are intrinsically limited. Pratyaksha pramanam, anumana pramanam, upamana pramanam, arthapatti, anupalabdhi, all of them, they are all useless. There is only one pramana which asks the question, what is existence? And Vedanta gives that knowledge. And what is existence? It is not a part, product or property of matter. Existence is an independent entity which pervades. It pervades and lends existence to the mithya matter. Existence is not limited to the periphery or the dimensions of any particular object. Existence exists even when the entire universe crumbles down. The surviving pure existence will not be available for experience, not because it is not there, but because there is no medium through which it can manifest. The nature of existence we can know only through one pramanam. And what is that pramanam? Upanishad Pramana. All these things are all fundamental ideas. We have mentioned this many times. I am just only going through refreshing them. So how that pure existence be when creation is dissolved? Is the question. Daily the Lord gives us that experience. During deep sleep state, when Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Radha, Rasa, Gandha, they are all dissolved or withdrawn. All the Pramanams and Prameyams, they are all dissolved. But I continue to exist. In what form? In the form of the pure, Triputi Rahita Satta, Kevala Satta. Yasyaiva Spuranam Sadatmakam Asat Kalpatakam Kalpartakam Bhasate. We saw it also in the Dakshinamurti Stotram. Rahu Grastha Divakarendu Sadrishaha Maya Samacha Dhanate Sanmatra Karanopasamharanataha Yobu Sushupta Puman. Sanmatraha, that pure existence is where? Tat Tvam Asi Shvetaketo. And in the form of pure existence, where are you?
యు ఆర్ ఆల్ ప్రివేడింగ్, మయ్యేవ సకలం జాతం, మయి సర్వం ప్రతిష్ఠితం, మయి సర్వం లయం యాతి. హి హావ్ కోటెడ్ ఆల్ దీస్ కొటేషన్స్ మెనీ టైమ్స్. సో దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ క్యాన్ బి గెయిన్డ్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ ఉపనిషత్ ప్రమాణ, శాస్త్ర ప్రమాణ. దర్ఫోర్ హీ సేస్ అత్ర వావ కిల తత్ సోమ్య. సో హే సోమ్య డియర్ సన్, అత్ర ఏవ కిల, హియర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ తత్, ద ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇస్ దేర్ అబౌట్ విచ్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు మేక్ ఎన్క్వైరీ. Therefore, nibalayase. Therefore, you are not recognizing that. And that is reinforced. Atraiva kila iti. It is here itself. And in the living being, the very same sat is available in the form of chit also, consciousness, awareness. But just as pure existence is not available for scientific observations, pure consciousness also will never be available for scientific observation. Any instrument one uses to probe into the body, you will know what? The body consists of only chemicals, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, phosphorus, all that. That only we know. But what is life or consciousness? No instrument can probe. No instrument can perceive. That is why Brahman is called Upanishadam. Maham Brahma Nirakuryam, Mama Brahma Nirakarot. We saw it in the Shanti Mantra. So, Upanishadam Brahma, and that is what is revealed through this salt example. Now, the teacher concludes that example in the next shloka. We will read. Saya esho nimam aitadatma vidagum sarvam tat satyagum sa atmam tattvamasi shvetaketo iti bhuya eva ma bhagavan vijnapayatviti tata somyeti ho vacha. So this is repetition of the mantra which comes at the end of every example we have already seen in the 6th chapter, section 8, 7th mantra, section 9, 4th mantra, section 10, 3rd mantra, section 11, 3rd mantra, section 12, 3rd mantra, so all this. So this pure existence is anima. Anima is extremely subtle. That is not available for any conventional instruments of knowledge. So never try to experience the existence. You will never experience it. Because that existence happens to be you, the experiencer, consciousness itself. Sadeva chit, chideva satayam. In Upadesha Sara, that equation is beautifully given. Sattva bhasika chit, kvavetaram, sattayahi chit, chittayahi aham. It is given there in Upadesha Sara. I don't know if you have time, we can see it sometime. So, with this, the 13th section is also over. So, here what is the message conveyed? Brahman can never be known, can be known only through Shastra Pramana. Very, very important conclusion. Now we will enter into the 14th section in which another example also is given. Let us read section 14. Chaturdasha Khandaha. Yata somya purusham gandharebhyaham abhinaddhakshamaniyam tam tatodi janem visrijetsam yata tatra ప్రాంగ్వా ఉదంగ్వాం అదరాంగ్వా ప్రత్యంగ్వాం ప్రద్మాయీత అభినద్ధాక్షం ఆనితో ఆనితో అభినద్ధాక్షో విసృష్ట ఆనిత అభినద్ద. సో ఇన్ దిస్ సెక్షన్ త్రూ అనదర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ద టీచర్ ఎంఫసైసెస్ ది ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎ గురు. Even though Shastram is the Pramanam, it is Apurushaya Pramanam. It has the capacity to reveal Brahman, but it can never reveal Brahman. It can reveal Brahman only when it is employed properly. And if I do not know how to use it, then I may misinterpret it. Just as, for example, one Prasthanatrayam. You know, Prasthanatrayam means Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, and the Brahma Sutras, all put together, they are called the authoritarian texts, Prasthana Trayi, three of them. So in the Upanishads, all the Upanishads and all that. So they are all commented by different acharyas, and they come to different conclusions. Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, Brahma Sutra, they are all same only, but conclusions are different. One group of people say, you are a Nitya Dasaha, you are never free. That is the discovery you should have. Shankaracharya says, why should I discover that? Already I know I am Dasaha. Even the household assistant lady who comes, the servant maid, I am not able to command even that lady. I am afraid that she may stop working. You know, in India, it's very, very common. Whether you do this and that, or to keep a servant maid employed for a long time is a very, very big exercise. So therefore, when I am the dasaha of the dasa, dasa is the servant, and when I am the dasaha of the dasa itself, dasana dasaha, why should I study the prasthana trayam and come to that conclusion? I am a nitya dasa, no need. And we should know how to do the analysis properly. So it should come from an acharya who has got the sampradaya key. Sampradaya key, you should have to open the sastra box. So the sampradaya also comes in the form of parampara. Narayanam, Padmabhuvam, Vasishtam. So starting from Lord Narayana, there is one Guru Parampara coming. And otherwise, Sadashiva Samarambham, Shankaracharya Madhyamam, Asmadacharya Pariyantam. Starting with Sadashiva, there is another, these are all Guru Parampara shlokas. So the key to open the sastra box comes down through the parampara, and is only with the acharya, the guru. And therefore, shastra and guru are complementary to each other. Shastra will not communicate unless there is a guru. And guru can never communicate unless he has the support of the shastra. And that is why Shraddha was defined as what? Shastrasyam guruvakyasyam satyabuddhihi. That is why Yajnavalkya, Rishi Yajnavalkya said, Atmava are drashtavyaham shrotavyaha. He said, you should not read the Upanishad, but you should listen to the Upanishad. That's why it's called Shruti. What do you understand by that? Listening requires somebody to teach. You should not say, I will read loudly and listen to myself. In these times, anything can happen, right? Therefore, in another example, the role of the Guru is said. Actually, Swamiji, he generally gives the example of the audio cassette and the cassette player. If you have the audio cassette, without the player, what will you do? You can sit quiet only, looking at that. If you keep it on your ears, it will not work. And therefore, another person said, I will throw away the cassette and get only the player. Then also you cannot hear, because the cassette only has the music. But it will come out only when an appropriate medium is there. So in the form of a player. So you require both cassette and the player. Similarly, Shastra is like the audio cassette. It has the teaching hidden in it. But only a guru can bring out that teaching. And how did the guru get that capacity to do that? Remember, once upon a time, the guru himself was a Shishya. He does not have an extraordinary ability or anything. He was fortunate enough to listen and understand. Iti Shushrumam Purvesham Ye Nashtadvayacham Chakshire. Actually, in Kena Upanishad, we already saw this mantra. Isavasya Upanishad, all these things, these are all given. Every rishi says, copyright and the glory is not mine. It was already given by so many rishis. We have heard it from our guru. Then who is the Adi Guru? For everything, Adi is Bhagavan only, the Lord. That is going to be the message. So 13th section is Shastra Pramanam. And 14th section is Guru Upadesha, and Guru and Shastra, they both are complementary. That is already pointed out. Guru tells only whatever is given in the Shastra only. He doesn't give anything of his own. What is the example? The Upanishad imagines that there is a desha, a place, a country called Gandhara Desha. It is called the present-day Afghanistan. Swamiji makes a remark of all places. Why that example is chosen by the Upanishad, we don't know. Anyway, popular example maybe it is. And let us also imagine that a person, somebody, he may be a rich person or whomsoever it is, he was kidnapped and he was blindfolded and was brought to a dense forest. It's all imagination, story. And they took away all the valuables, the kidnappers or the robbers, from his body and dropped him in the middle of the forest blindfolded. And what did this person do? He tried to escape by himself. He tried very hard. Also imagine he fell into some ditch and struggled for a long time to come out. For what? For moksha. Moksha means freedom. We all imagine. He must have struggled. And what he did? Then he shouted out loud, looking in all directions. Pranva, Udhanva, Adharanva, Pratyanva. So he shouted in all the directions. Because he does not know from which direction help is coming. Yes, he's all blindfolded, tied and all that. And what did he shout? I am blindfolded and I am in the middle of the forest. Is there someone to help? I do not know. There may not be anyone perhaps. And even if there is someone, I do not know whether that person is blind or not. That also I don't know. I am blind myself right now. So why he thought so? A blindfolded person can never know whether the other person is blind or not. And then what happens? Because of some aneka janma samprapta, some punyam he has done, because of some punyam done in many past janmas, or in this janma, whatever it is, what happened? Somebody happened to pass by in the forest. And what did the passerby do? He removed the blindfold and said, your own veedu means veedu in house, your own house. In Tamil, veedu means it has two meanings. One is house, another is moksha. So your own house, your moksha, Gandhara Desha, that is in this particular direction. And also so much distance to go. He gave that information, removed his, whatever is used to tie his eyes, and he left. And with the help of that Shruti, what was heard by that person, using alone will not help. So using both Shruti and his Yukti, his thinking capacity, this person started traveling. So with the help of Shruti, Yukti and Anubhava, at last he reached his home or moksha. Same way, we the Atma, Paramatma, Brahman are blindfolded by what? Ajnanam. So Ajnana Timirandahavaram. So some Shankaracharya writes a very elaborate bhashyam commentary on this. Punya Papam Sattaraha. So have brought me into this dense forest called Pancha Koshaha or Sharira Trayam. It has got Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, all that thing, all these Pancha Koshas. Or this Sushma Karana Shariram, Sushma Shariram, Stula Shariram, Sharira Trayam. So we are caught into that. And therefore we feel, Aham Pita, Aham Mata, Prapita, Grandfather, Pitamahaha, all that thing. All this, you know, Dhanam me Nashtam, I lost money here. So this person is all the time crying, I am a samsari. And he is trying various methods, various pariharas he is looking for. He goes to several temples, does parihara to Shani, Rahu, Ketu, all of them. So many things he does. And what was the result? Swamiji jokingly says, all the priests got lot of money and became rich. Anyway, he helped them all, right? And then he understands that I cannot escape by myself. And so ultimately he surrenders. Shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapannam, as Arjuna did to Krishna. So he comes to a guru because of some punya. And the guru gives the upadesha. But teaching alone is not sufficient. Shishya should have the buddhi to grasp the teaching. So with the help of Shruti, Yukti and Anubhava, we reach where? Our own house called moksha. Which is, what is that moksha house? Again, Tattvabodha, I'm just only giving all these quotes because Tattvabodha, I always ask all of our participants to refresh. Sthulam, Sukshmam, Karana Sharirat, Vyatiriktaha, Atma, Panchakosha Atitaha San, Avastatraya Sakshi, Sachidananda Swarupaha San, Yatishtati, Sa Atma. So that was the definition of Atma given in Tattvabodha. So somewhere this is heard. Sometimes perhaps you may remember this. So Sachidananda Swarupaha Iti. I am of the for nature of Sachit Ananda. So Jnanena, he comes to relief. This is the Gandhara Purusha Drishtanta example. So let us, if you see the mantra now. Yata Somyam Purusham Gandharebhyaha. Gandharaha is the name of the country. So plural number, it indicates the nation. A person was kidnapped. How? Abhinaddhakshaha, blindfolded. Abhinaddham means what? Tied with a bandage or whatever it is. And after blindfolding, he was brought into the forest and tham tatraha atijane visrijet. He was left in a place where there was nobody. Atijane, janarahita deshaha, where there is no person at all. In an isolated place, as good as a forest. And therefore, then thereafter the kidnappers, they ran away. Whatever he had, they took away and ran. and they made up all the valuables and all that thing. So, and what is the most valuable thing? He lost shanti. He lost his peace of mind. Whatever peace was available, they took away that peace and left. What is the proof? Now there is no peace of mind. So, Atijane Visrijet. And what does he do? When he cannot help himself, he requires grace from some unknown source. And therefore, what does he do? Sa yata tatra. In that particular place, pradmayita. Pradmayita means he screams loudly. Loudly. So, pra plus ma dhatu. So, this is, you know, in Bhagavad Gita also, first chapter we saw, shankam dadmo prathapavan. So, from the same root. So, blowing the conscious or screaming loudly. And in which direction he looks? As was said earlier, in all directions, because he does not know where his guru is available. Everybody cries for a guru. A guru is required. Where to find the guru? Therefore, in all the four directions he screams. And what does he scream? Abhinaddakshaha anitaha. I have been brought here blindfolded. So, ajnana timirandasya. So, samsari is blindfolded. He does not need a physical cloth. We have all got ajnana bandage. So, abhinaddakshaha anitaha. So, this person, I have been left here to die by myself. So, vishrataha. Then what happened? The story continues in the next mantra. We will read. Tasya yata abhinahanam pramuchyam prabhruyat etam disham gandharaha etam disham vrajeti sa gramat gramam prichan pandito medhavim gandharan eva upasampadyetam eva meva iham acharyavan purusho vedam tasya tavadeva chiram yavanna vimokshe atasampadya iti. So Shankaracharya in his commentary says, this samsari also has been brought into the forest. And what is that forest? He says, Deharanye Praveshitaha. Dehaha. Deha means the panchakosha. It is the forest where we have been left high and dry. And we are tied here. With what rope? Trishna Patitaha. Trishna means raga, the attachment. The raga, with attachment, with that thing we are tied. So, punya punyam taskaraihi anitaha. All the punya papas. Punya punya. So, who are the thieves who have brought us here? Punyam and papam alone have decided in which body we should come. Because if you have done a lot of punyam, good bodies. Papam, bad bodies. All kinds of things. And what is the screaming? Looking for a guru is the screaming of the seeker. Because of the punyam of long time. Acharya says in Viveka Chutamani, which we have already quoted many times, Durlabham Trayame Vaitatim Devanugraha Hetukam Manushyatvam Mumukshutvam Mahapurusha Samshrayaha. Because of some punyam, some guide comes, some guru comes. And what does he do? The Upanishad says, Tasyam Abhinahanam Pramuchya. So some guru comes, and here guru means what? Some person. He is in the forest. So some person, a good Samaritan. He comes. They say, he happens to be passerby in that area. It is not a place regularly visited by people also. Due to some punyam, the stranger comes. And what does he do? Abhinahanam tamuchya. Removes the bandage covering the eyes. Then Prabhuyat, he tells him, I won't take you up to your house. I will not do it. I will only direct you. Etam disham gandharaha. The Gandhara Desha is in this direction, he says. And therefore, Yetam Desham Vraja. May you travel in that direction. Which we call as the spiritual education program. Upanishad classes. So, Yetam Disham Vraja Iti Prabhruyat. So, what does this afflicted person do? He cannot... You know, he cannot straight away travel in one direction continuously. Because it being a forest, there will be a lot of obstacles. Therefore, he keeps the general direction. For example, east in mind. But sometimes he has to travel in the west or even backwards. Therefore, the general direction given by the guide must be kept in the mind, and by himself he has to use what? His own discretion in directing himself. And therefore, saha. So, while traveling, what does he do? Now and then he gets a doubt. Am I in the right direction or not? Or going in the opposite direction? Therefore, he has to regularly cross-check either with the scriptures or with the guru. So it's for people who are for learning. As we saw in Taittiriya Upanishad in the third section, Bhrguvalli. Annam Brahme Divya Janat. So that's, we have already seen all that thing. Punare Vavarunam Pitaramupasasara. And the teacher says, you are the direction, continue. So Tagum Hovacha, all that thing. Satapota Pyata, Satapastaptva. Again he comes back. So all that we saw in Taittiriya Upanishad. Please refer to those lectures for such examples. So at regular intervals, guidance is required. That is why punaha, so pauna punyena, shravanam kuriyat. One must repeatedly do shravanam. That is why in all these lectures also, if somebody comes and attends the lecture, maybe sometimes once in a way or without continuity or something, it will all look like as if you know, blindfolded in a forest. So it is better to listen to the previous classes and then come to the next class, because at least continuity can be maintained. Otherwise, everything will look Greek and Latin and we will lose interest also after some time. So what does this person do? Sa gramat gramam prachannam. He goes from village to village. While going to Gandhara Desha, in between several villages they come, and from each village, gramat gram, so several roads also they branch. So what does he do? Even though he has a general idea or knowledge, he confirms it by asking someone. So prichan pandito medhavi. So he takes further guidance during the journey. So travel involves, you know, so finally, you know, he travels adequately and in the right direction, because he has already talked to so many people. So travel involves two factors also. All the time we should remember some of these. First, it must be in the right direction, most important. Otherwise, what will happen? We may walk in the wrong direction, maybe even come back to the same place we started. So we may be blaming nothing has come. So wrong direction is useless. And the second one is, one may travel in the right direction, but not adequately. Direction is right, but the problem is what? They take five steps and say, I am done. You know, when we take children in the car and all, we drive. Oh, are we there already? Are we there already? They are impatient. They'll keep on asking the question. And then, so not only direction must be right, it must be adequate effort also to be put. And so if a person travels in the right direction adequately, that is adequate shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. That is this travel we are talking about. So if one person does shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam adequately, then sa pandito medavi gandharan eva upasampatyata. Such a bright seeker will certainly reach the destination. Here two qualifications are mentioned. One is panditaha, another is medhavi. Panditaha means what? It refers to an intellect that resolves the interpretational confusions regarding Shastra. So, Panditya refers to the capacity to interpret scriptures properly. Because in the scriptures, Dvaitam comes, Vishishtadvaitam comes, Advaitam comes, they are all mentioned. Each Acharya says his philosophy only is reality. All of them are quoting what? The same Upanishad, the same Bhagavad Gita. And when a doubt comes, which interpretation is correct, we should be able to resolve that confusion. So this capacity is called Panditya. So it is a Mimamsa issue, inquiry issue. One must be Mimamsa Kushalaha, they call it. If a doubt comes regarding interpretation, one should be very familiar with this Mimamsa Shastra. And this is for Panditaha. And Medhavi, that indicates the capacity to resolve logical doubts and questions which arise in the intellect. It is not an interpretational or textual issue, but it is a logical issue. And when there is a logical issue, is raised by, for example, Nyaya or Vaisheshika Shastras. There are also so many darshanas. So then my intellect must be able to resolve that. So Panditya is the capacity to resolve interpretational obstacles, and Medhavi is the capacity to resolve logical problems. If you do not have either, no problem. Because we are happy. If you don't read other interpretations and accept only what our own guru has taught, no problem at all. We are fine. So what is, for example, if this we have already seen, dva suparnam sayujam sakhaya, we have seen this. So this head breaking is not required if I accept the interpretation by my own guru, no problem. If I don't study other things, then it's okay. But if you do not accept, then mimamsa kushalatvam is needed. Similarly, if you do not read tarka shastra, no problem. But if tarka shastra is read, they rise many logical issues. So sambandham, samyoga sambandham, so many things are all taught in tarka shastra. So they all have to be understood. So if those problems come, I should have the capacity to resolve. And such a student reaches the destination properly. That's why before Vedanta Shastra, they always ask people to, they should know Vyakarana properly, then they should know Mimamsa Shastra, they should know Tarka Shastra, all that if they know very well, then Vedanta can be understood properly. So, Gandharan Yepam Upasampadyetha. Here, Gandharha is what? Aham Brahmasmi Iti Jnanam. That is my Swarupam. That is the actual destination. So, in the example, the travel is what? Is outwards in the example, because the forest and all that thing. But in Vedanta, the travel is where? Is inwards from Ahankaraha I to Sakshi I is the travel. So from the ego I, Ahankara I, Anatma I to Sakshi I, the witness consciousness I. That is the travel. That is the toughest and the subtlest travel. So Gandhara evam upasampadyeta. Evam eva. In the same way, iha, in this world of samsara, what he says, Acharyavan Purushaha, a person who has got guidance of Shastra Pramanam, Acharyavan Purushaha, and guidance of Acharyam, such a person, Veda, will certainly arrive in Brahman. So here Veda is Janati, he will know, no doubt. So Shankaracharya often quotes this. So Acharyavan Purushaha Veda, the one led by a guru will certainly know the truth. See his confidence. But the Acharya must be an Acharya. Then certainly he will know the truth. Veda is a verb here, not Rig Veda, Ajur Veda, Sama Veda, Avaratra Veda. So Veda refers to Janati, Vidhatu. So, okay, so after knowledge, what will happen to him? Nothing will happen. Tasyam, Thavadevam, Chiram, Yavannam, Vimokshe. He will remain in the forest, called the physical body, until he is relieved by the Prarabdha. As long as Prarabdha is there, the physical body will continue. Until the exhaustion of Prarabdha, Jnani lives in this world. So, Tavadeva Chiram, Kayaha. Kayaha, wasting time, but even though he has physical body and goes through various experiences, because of knowledge of a higher reality, its impact comes down. I often give the example, you know, during the daytime in the sky, stars are there or not? If one asks, what will be your answer? Stars are there, but they are as good as non-existent because the light of the stars is overpowered by the brightness of the sun. Similarly, in the discovery of Paramarthika Satyam, all issues of Vyavaharika Satyam will appear like what? Like an entertainment, a serial, lot of serial of episodes. So how do we watch the serial? Even though we may shed tears now and then, we are able to shake it off seeing the serial as a serial. Serial is not serious. Similarly, Vyavaharika Satyam will become Mithya from Paramarthika Drishti. Therefore, he is called Jivan Muktaha. So, Yavat Yavanna means Yavat Na Vimokshye. Vimokshye is actually, so it is passive voice. So, it will be converted into Pratham Prashka here. So, it's some grammar. So, Yavat Na Vimokshye, until he is released by Prarabdha, it is holding him. Therefore, he will have Jivan Mukti. And atha, at the end of Prarabdha, what will happen? At the end of Prarabdha, Sampatya, he will attain Videha Mukti also. So here also Sampatya should be converted to Sampatyate. So Videha Mukti Prapnoti. Saya Yesho Nimam, Aita Dhatme Midagum Sarvam, Tat Satyagum Sa Atmam, Tattvamasi Shvetaketo Iti, Bhuya Eva Ma Bhagavan, Vijnapayat Viti, Tata Somyeti Ho Vacha. So this mantra again is repetition, as we said earlier, in various parts of section 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of the 6th chapter. So the Upanishad, the Uddhalaka teaches, what he says, the truth which is revealed by Acharya and Shastra is the anima, the subtlest. So which is the jagat karanam. So say for example, yeshaha, we have to collect the correct, properly we should connect it. This truth is the one which is revealed by the Shastra Pramanam as given through Lavana Drishtantam and Acharya Pramanam as given through the Gandhara Purusha Drishtantam. The truth is revealed. Where is the truth? Because Gandhara Drishtanta should not create a confusion. Just as, for example, Purushaha travels towards Gandhara Desha, we should not imagine that the seeker has to travel also towards Gandhara. That is some place, in search of some place. Travel is nothing but knowing that I am that Brahman. Therefore, he says, Tat Tvam Asi Shvetaketo. Then what did Shvetaketo do? Again, he said, it is very nice. I am enjoying the class, perhaps I am assuming. I am just one. Therefore, I like to listen more. Uddalaka, his teacher is also very happy. Therefore, he says, certainly I will teach you further. With this, the 14th section is over. Now we will enter the 15th section. Purushagam somya utam upatap upatapinam nyatayaha paryupasatem janasimam itim tasya yavannam vang manasi sampadyatem manapranem pranas tejasi teja parasyam devatayam tavajjanati. Three-fourth of the sloka is already covered earlier, so I'm going to skip some portions. So in this section, the process or mechanism of death is being described. So once again, we saw already in the mantra in the 6th chapter, 8th section. So the same idea is repeated here, just to show that the process is same in the case of a jnani also, as well as an ajnani also, the process of death. So death being the resolution of the faculties one by one, gradual folding of the faculties, and in the end, the jivatma merges into Brahman or Paramatma. So up to this merger, these steps are common for both jnani and ajnani. Then where is the difference? In the case of an ajnani jiva, only the prarabdha is exhausted. Sanchita karma is still there. Therefore, the next prarabdham will come and tell, get up. It will wake him, wake the jiva up and push him into another shariram. Whereas the jnani's death, everything falls and the jiva merges into Brahman. Therefore, no question of punarjanma. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Brahma sampatti is common to both. Both of them reach Brahman. In the 8th section, 6th mantra, Ajnani's Brahma Sampatti was said, whereas in this section, the Jnani's Brahma Sampatti is being talked about. The stages are the same. And what is that? Folding of the faculties one by one. So if you remember in Mundaka Upanishad also, Te Brahma Lokeshu Parantakale Paramrutat Parimuchyanti Sarve. So an Ajnani's folding is called Antakalaha, whereas a Jnani's folding is called Parantakalaha. We already see all of them earlier. Now that is graphically described here. Some people are even perhaps afraid when they read this. These are truth, bitter or sweet. So these are all facts of life. Now you have to imagine a dying person. So, he somya, he shvetaketu, upatapiman, upatapinam, purushagam. This dying person is suffering from varieties of illnesses, ailments. One of them has to be the cause of death perhaps. So, some reason or other is given by the doctor. So, upatapinam. So, suffering from some ailment. And what happens at that time? So, jnatayaha, paryupasate, all the relatives, they close, distant relative close, they all come. They all want to bid farewell to the departing soul, perhaps. So, they all visit. Sometimes doctors also recommend, call all your dear people, let them see and go. And therefore, relations, they all, so paryupasate, they all attend to him, standing all around him. Till now, they did not talk. All these years, they never talked. No time to talk and all that. Now they have got extra interest. Not only they surround him or her, they also ask. So, janasi maam iti, do you recognize me? Do you see me? Do you understand me? Open your eyes. See who has come. All that. This guy is dying. They are asking all that. So, one person says, this is my nephew, this is my grandson, this is my whatever it is, chittappa, periyappa, all that they come. So, sometimes they open their eyes. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes their mouth moves. Sometimes mouth does not move. Sometimes sound comes. It does not come. All those things, the person is really suffering. And then what happens? As long as the faculties are not folded, tabat janati yavat na sampadyate. Sampadyate means folding. So na sampadyate, faculties have not folded. And what are they, all of them? Vak manasi, the organ of speech, vak, has not folded into the mind. As long as it has not dissolved into mind, organ of speech is active. Therefore, this person whispers at last and say, oh, in this bank I have that much money, that account is there. Even at that time, this is what he whispers. He doesn't say, oh, Rama, Krishna, doesn't say, doesn't come. Similarly, manaha prane, as long as the mind has not folded into prana, the mind goes on thinking of various things, everything other than God. Manaha prane. And pranaha tejasi, I'm going fast because this we have already seen in detail. As long as the prana has not dissolved into the tejas tattvam, agni tattvam, all this is all explained earlier. So as long as the warmth of life is there, even though all the pancha pranas have almost folded, but still the life is lingering because the warmth is there in the body. Tanda nahi ho gaya yet. So minimum functions go on. During that time, this person is able to minimum recognize the people and surroundings. And after that, what happens? Gradually, the life force will dissolve and he does not recognize he has merged into Brahman. That is here in the next mantra. Ata yadasyam vang manasi sampadyate manaprane pranas tejasi teja parasyam devatayam ata najanati. So all these there are mantras are very elaborately discussed early in Brahma Sutra. Actually, we mentioned that earlier also, fourth chapter in section 2, 3 and all that thing. So the procedure of death is analyzed there. So all these faculties, they fold ultimately into tejas tattvam. And why does the Upanishad take tejaha here? Again, we should remember, while Srishti is talked about from Brahman, what is the first creation? Not Akasha. In Taittiriya, Akasha, Vayu and all. Here, not Akasha or Vayu, but it started with Tejaha. Therefore, death is also in reverse order. Brahman, then Agni Tattvam, then Prana Tattvam and all that. Therefore, resolution is in the reverse order. Final stage is warmth of life, Tejaha. Then Tejas merges. So, and therefore, Vang Manasi Sampadyate, Manaha Prane, Pranaha Tejasi. All this, you know, we have seen. Then all of them resolved into Parasyam Devatayam, refers to Brahman. And where is that? You should not look at here and there. All pervading Brahman is within ourselves only. So, Ata Na Janati. When everything is resolved, Na Janati. Therefore, doctor pronounces the death of this Jiva. And what is the definition of death? Non-manifestation of consciousness. Very careful. Not departure of consciousness. Can never depart. It is merely non-manifestation. So the Sukshma Sharira has either left the body or it has dissolved into Brahman. And that Brahman alone is your real nature. That is said in the next mantra. Saya yeshoni maam aitadatmim idagum sarvam tat satyagum sa atmam tattvamasi shvetaketo iti bhuya eva ma bhagavan vignapayatiti tata somyeti ho vacham. So this is again repetition of all the mantras we have seen in 6th chapter. So it is into this Brahman Jivan Muktaha will dissolve at the time of death. And as we said earlier, the difference between the previous description and the present description, that is Ajnani Jnani, is previously it is a resolution of an Ajnani to come back again, Punarjanma, whereas this mantra is dealing with the Videha Mukti in which the Jiva has permanently merged. This is Sad Brahma and this is your real nature. The uniqueness of this section is what? In all the previous sections, one example was given. Only in this section, there is no example. It's an odd section without an example. Now comes the final section that we will see in the next webinar. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leena seya parasa maheshwara shri krishna atmanastu narayana.